Hey there, how you doing, everybody? It's Clint Beachwood, and this is A Day at the Beach, podcast number 103. Satan's Pilgrims providing the A Day at the Beach theme song. Thank you, you guys. If you know me very well, you probably know that I'm not real thrilled about this style of music we like called surf music, but I'm not crazy about the title surf music, and I think it's just doing us a disfavor in the public's eye anyway, because it's such a misconstrued term, and that people, when you talk surf music, they're going to think Beach Boys and Jan and Dean, and maybe if you're lucky, Dick Dale or The Ventures, you know, but you certainly not don't think of Satan's Pilgrims, do you? But anyway, you know, I would like to get away from that term, but I kind of realize that it's a moot point, and it's really not going to change, and people are still going to be playing surf music, and it's going to associate with the sport of surfing. Such as my opening song, What Do You Know, by a band out of Canada called the 427s, which I think is an awesome name, the 427s. They put out a little EP called Surf Noir, and I'm playing a song called Rhino Chaser. Pulling out that big board, or a rhino chaser, when you're heading out to tackle that double or triple overhead. So let's get into some surf music with the 427s doing Rhino Chaser. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you being there. We'll be right back. band called Cutback out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with a pretty new CD called Surfer's Journey. It's pretty cool. The artwork is awesome, I must admit. And they have about 15 songs on here that are all over the map. It's got a good variety, and if you like good variety, which I tend to do, this is a pretty cool song. I mean, pretty cool album here, CD. We just heard Shark Pit, and we opened the show off with the 427s doing Rhino Chaser. Now, back to my topic when I started, you know, it's not that I don't particularly like the term surf music. I just don't think it's doing the genre any favor, because, like, do me a favor. Go to work tomorrow. Ask a coworker that knows, you know, that doesn't know that you have a love for surf music, okay? And just ask them, hey, have you ever heard of surf music before? Or when you hear surf music, what do you think of? And they're going to be at a loss. And now, maybe they will, maybe they won't. I don't know. But, you know, I can certainly know from my experience that the term surf music will always, people will always mention the Beach Boys. And that's about as, you know, they might as well mention Leonard Skinner, as far as I'm concerned. But I don't know. I don't know why I went off on this tangent. I guess because bands these days continue to put out music and relate it to the sport of surfing. And I would kind of like to get away from that connection to the sport of surfing, to this music that is, you know, full of reverb and drums and guitar and no words, you know. So anyway, I understand the history and all that. So, you know, just one of my little rants, I guess. Anyway, down in Australia, there's a guy by the name of Martin Cilia. He's been playing lately with the Atlantics, and he put out a couple solo albums. I'm going to play a cut off of one of those. The album's called Kalapone. I guess that's Hawaiian for California. And the song I'm going to play is Kono Head. This is A Day at the Beach, number 103, with your host, lover of surf music, Clint Beachwood. Pretty cool song there by Australia's Space Party. Comes from their CD Future Surf. And we just heard The Speed of Dark. Before that, the Dynatones did Wild Woman from their Super 6 EP. Martin Cilli with Kono Head from his Caliponi. Actually, is going to Caliponi, the title of that CD. And then Cut Back in the 427s. You know, it's interesting that some bands embrace the term surf music and the sport of surfing in their music, which is fine, you know. But some don't, such as this next band, The Concussions. I have their CD all queued up here, Break Up With The Concussions. Every song, they have 8 songs on the CD, not one mention of the sport of surfing. And it sounds great. It's the same kind of music, and there's no mention of surf. So, go figure, okay? This is podcast number 103 of A Day at the Beach. My name is Clint Beachwood, and you can send your comments to a plethora of places if you'd like to get in touch with me. Surf Guitar 101 has a private message section there. You can do that. Or if you want to send an email, I know that's kind of old-fashioned these days, but it's I guess we go at that's either Clint Beachwood at Yahoo or Beachwood at san.rr.com. That's probably my favorite email address. Okay, and I have a Facebook page too. One specifically for this show, A Day at the Beach. Google Podcasts and A Day at the Beach. You can find me and we can just become friends and life will be good, okay? Anyway, let's play that song by The Concussions. The song is called Famous Flameout, Breaking Up with The Concussions on A Day at the Beach. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That has got to be one of my favorite songs from the latest album. Actually, it's called a 45 is what it was, with a few extra downloads if you got the 45. The Urban Surf Kings with Agent 6G6 from their little collection of songs called Penguin or Robot. The Urban Surf Kings, by far my most favorite band of all time out of Nova Scotia, Canada. Classic Urban Surf King sound right there. I just love it. I really do. Before that, the Crazy Aces with that very cool spaghetti western sound. They call it Eastwood Outlaw. I'm getting all excited here. I can't even talk. Eastwood Outlaw by the Crazy Aces. That comes from their very first CD, Greatest Hits Volume 2 by the Crazy Aces. That very cool mellow song was called Belem, B-E-L-E-M. By a band out of Mexico called Los Oxidados. The CD is called Death Man, and that is, I just love that song. It is awesome. And that takes us back to the Concussions doing Famous Flame Out from their Breakup With album. I have a giveaway. I went to a big surf show up in LA a couple weeks ago called the Winter Surf Fest. And I buy several raffle tickets, just mainly to support the cause and to pay the bands for, you know, traveling down from Northern California or from wherever, you know, even in Southern California. These bands get so little money for playing shows. So I buy a few raffle tickets, and if you get there real early, there's a pretty good chance you're going to win something. And sure enough, I won another edition of the awesome DVD documentary called Reverb Junkies. It's a documentary about the modern surf scene here in Southern California. And if you haven't got it, go to the website, check out a few trailers. If you like what you see and you want it, let me know and I'll give it to you, okay? I have it right here, an extra copy. It's a giveaway, okay? And for those of you who haven't seen it or are thinking about buying it, it's still for sale. Go to the website, Google Reverb Junkies. I think it's probably ReverbJunkies.com, and pick it up. It's a very cool documentary, and there's not a whole lot of really good documentaries out there about the world of modern surf music, but that's one of them. Okay, the music has stopped. We've been listening to the Duotones in the background, so With that said, let's turn our attention to probably my favorite album CD of last year by the Kilaueas called Wiki Wacky Woo. And the name of the song I'm going to play right now is called Vatican Commando 69. If that sounds like it's been around for a long, long time, it has. A band called the Velvet Tones. It's on a CD put out by Merrill Fankhauser called The Lost Desert Tapes. And the song is called Moon Shadows. And evidently, Merrill, he found some old tapes at an old recording studio where he used to do some recording many, many years ago back in the 60s. And he found some songs by Merrill and the Exiles, the Velvet Tones, and a band called Faparadoxly. Anyway, that's by the Velvet Tones, and the song is called Moonshadow. Again, the CD is The Lost Desert Tapes by Merrill Fankhauser. Alrighty, before that, who did we have? He scrambles for his playlist. The Galaxians. I love names like that. The Galaxians with Rust Bucket. That comes from their album Time Crash Robot. Elzaphonics and Friends is the name of the album by Elzaphonics. The friend on that song was John Blair of John and the Night Riders. We heard Albufera Stomp. The Elzaphonic band is out of Spain. And the Kilaueas with Vatican Commando 69. Again, I just love that CD of last year called Wiki Wacky Woo. Probably at the top of my list for last year. So. A lot of good albums came out last year, though, let me tell you. Like this one here, the Huarachis out of Canada. I'm going to play a song by them entitled Phaser Zap Bam Kill. That's correct, and that's the name of the album. I mean, the song, and this is what it sounds like. You're listening to A Day at the Beach podcast number 103 with your host, the rambling Clint Beachwood. We'll be right back. The band is out of Russia, and they call themselves Bum Shakers. Is it The Bum Shakers? I always like to get that right, because some bands don't like it when you put the word "the" in front of the title. Like Slacktone, for example. Anyway, the Bum Shakers out of Russia with a song called "On the Wave," and the title of the CD, I think, actually, it's a five-song EP, is called "Rock and Roll Surfers," I think, or that might just be their motto for the band. I'm not sure, and it's a self-titled CD, but regardless, that's who we heard just now. The Huarachis before that with "Phasers." Let's see if I have my little special. I paid extra money to have that little gizmo put on that mixing board. Not really, it came with it. The Huarachis with "Phasers," "Zap," "Blam," "Kill" from their Steel Second CD. The Velvetones with "Moonshadows." I'm covering all my songs here. I'm just flying through them. And I'm playing a lot of CDs here that I've been playing for quite a while now, either on this show or the other two. The Instros Only on KCR Radio out of San Diego State, or Where's the Singer on North Sea Surf Radio, if you didn't know that I did those two shows only. Also, I can't talk today. But this is the band out of Brazil called the Dead Rocks. They have had several CDs out. A high-quality production band. I really like their tunes. And again, a good variety of music coming out of the Dead Rocks out of Brazil. This song is called "Fingerboard," and it's on a CD called "Surf Explosão." This is A Day at the Beach. was Los Cuchillos out of Costa Rica with a song called Selvatica from their CD Isla Macabro. Before that, The Dead Rocks out of Brazil. Fingerboard was the name of the song. Surf Explosão is the name of the CD. And that takes us back to the Bum Shakers with On the Wave. I just like saying that, the Bum Shakers. Anyway, I'm going to wrap things up with a live cut from a Chum concert. This is the song's eventually is going to be In the Green Room Through Your Mama's Brown Eye. But I'm going to let you listen to the rantings and ramblings of Chum, which they did quite a bit, especially early on. This is Roger Merritt when he was the guitarist for Chum. And he was so funny. He was half the show was just going to and listening to him ramble on stage. But I'll let you listen to this. This comes from 2004. It was recorded live up at Susie's Bar and Grill, which is a tiny little venue up in Hermosa Beach, California. And so it's about a minute's worth of him talking. But I think it's so funny, especially if you've seen Chum before. If you haven't, this is what they sounded like back then. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Clint Beachwood. It's Day at the Beach, and it's been podcast number 103. I'm going to try to do this a little more regularly, maybe around the first of each month. If I can get it down to once a month, then maybe I could even pick it up from there. We'll see. I enjoy doing it. It's so easy to put off. Anyway, this is Chum, early Chum, 2004. Thanks again for listening, everybody.
Thank you. Again, thank you for coming. We have a very, very big announcement to make. This is enormous. You know, your dad keeps telling me that, Jeff, but I just don't want to listen to that. Willie B is not only gay, but he actually paid rent this month. And right now, we're going to present a check to Adrian Anthony for the sum of $120 for rent from September to December. So now Willie B's paid up. Free and clear. And we have witnesses. So
good luck for next month. See you again in June.
Prepay. The next song's a big favorite of all the ladies. And it's called Brownie.